another stone was gone, and she flew across the Dothraki Sea, high and higher, the green rippling beneath. And all that lived and breathed fled in terror from the shadow of her wings. She could smell home. She could see it, there, just beyond that door, green fields and great stone houses and arms to keep her warm there. She threw open the door, the dragon, and saw her brother Rhaegar, mounted on a stallion as black as his armour. Fire glimmered red through the narrow eye-slit of his helm. "The last dragon," Ser Jorah's voice whispered faintly. "The last. The last." Danny lifted his polished black visor. The face within was her own. After that, for a long time, there was only pain, the fire within her, and the whispering of stars. She woke to the taste of ashes. "No," she moaned, "no, please." Khaleesi, Jiqui hovered over her, a frightened doe. The tent was drenched in shadow, still and close. Flakes of ash drifted upward from a brazier, and Danny followed them with her eyes through the smoke hole above.